Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, August 25th, and today we have a staff birthday. Our Director of Finance, Debbie Hicks, has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Debbie, and thank you for all that you do for Mountain Brook Baptist. Let's begin our readings today with Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 through 20. The title in my Bible says, "The Offer of Life or Death." Now what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It is not up in heaven so that you have to ask, "Who will ascend into heaven and get it and proclaim it to us so that we may obey it?" Nor is it beyond the sea, so that you have to ask, "Who will cross the sea and get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it?" No, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so you may obey it. See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." I'm drawn to those words, choose life. Life, an abundant life, comes in obedience to God the Father and his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And then in verse 11, I'm struck by the fact that Moses reminds the people, it is not too difficult or beyond your reach. We just must be intentional to follow God's word and ready to accept rebuke from others who know us really well, and perhaps just observant of our own sinful hearts. And maybe even today we take some time to think about the ways that our thoughts and actions are not lining up with what God calls us to be. Let's turn now to the Psalms. If you are reading along in your copy of God's Word, you'll notice that this is quite a lengthy psalm, but it's a really good one. A Maskil of Ethan the Ezrahite. "I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, 'I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant. I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations.' The heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness too in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council of the holy ones, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. O Lord God Almighty, who is like you? You are mighty, O Lord, and your faithfulness surrounds you. You rule over the surging sea. When its waves mount up, you still them. You crushed Rahab like one of the slain. With your strong arm, you scattered your enemies. The heavens are yours, and yours also the earth. You founded the world and all that is in it. You created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon sing for joy at your name. Your arm is endued with power. Your hand is strong, your right hand exalted. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They exult in your righteousness, for you are their glory and strength, and by your favor you exalt our horn. Indeed, our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel. Once you spoke in a vision, to your faithful people you said, I have bestowed strength on a warrior. I have exalted a young man from among the people. I have found David, my servant. With my sacred oil I have anointed him. My hand will sustain him. Surely my arm will strengthen him. No enemy will subject him to tribute. No wicked man will oppress him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down his adversaries. My faithful love will be with him, and through my name his horn will be exalted. I will set his hand over the sea, his right hand over the rivers. He will call out to me, You are my Father, my God, the Rock, my Savior. I will also appoint him my firstborn, the most exalted of the kings of the earth. I will maintain my love to him forever, and my covenant with him will never fail. I will establish his line forever, his throne as long as the heavens endure. If his sons forsake my law and do not follow my statutes, if they violate my decrees and fail to keep my commands, I will punish their sin with the rod, their iniquity with flogging. But I will not take my love from him, nor will I ever betray my faithfulness. I will not violate my covenant or alter what my lips have uttered. Once for all I have sworn by my holiness, and I will not lie to David, that his line will continue forever, and his throne endure before me like the sun. It will be established forever like the moon, the faithful witness in the sky. But you have rejected, you have spurned, you have been very angry with your anointed one. You have renounced the covenant with your servant and have defiled his crown in the dust. You have broken through all his walls and reduced his strongholds to ruins. All who pass by have plundered him. He has become the scorn of his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have turned back the edge of his sword and have not supported him in battle. You have put an end to his splendor and cast his throne to the ground. You have cut short the days of his youth. You have covered him with a mantle of shame. How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your wrath burn like fire? Remember how fleeting is my life. For what futility you have created all men. What man can live and not see death, or save himself from the power of the grave? O Lord, where is your former great love, which in your faithfulness you swore to David? Remember, Lord, how your servant has been mocked. How I bear in my heart the taunts of all the nations, the taunts with which your enemies have mocked, O Lord, with which they have mocked every step of your anointed one. Praise be to the Lord forever. Amen and amen. For the New Testament, we are finishing up the book of 2 Timothy today. So we'll be starting in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 9. And we'll go through verse 22. We're making our way through the T section. Remember, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, and then tomorrow we'll start Titus. The title in my Bible says Personal Remarks and Final Greetings. So Paul is wrapping up his thoughts, and he's giving some last points of instruction, and he's telling hello to those he knows. Do your best to come to me quickly. For Demas, because he loved the world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia and Titus to Dalmatia. only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you because he is helpful to me in my ministry. I sent Tychicus to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas and my scrolls, especially the parchments. Alexander the metalworker did me a great deal of harm. The Lord will repay him for what he has done. You too should be on your guard against him, because he strongly opposed our message. At my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet Priscilla and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus stayed in Corinth, and I left Trophimus sick in Miletus. Do your best to get here before winter. Eubulus greets you, and so does Pudens, Linus, Claudia, and all the brothers. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Here, Paul challenges us in 2 Timothy not to be bitter when someone deserts us. Let's go back to verse 16 again. At my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. Paul refuses to be bitter towards the people who had left him. And often when we're rejected, we tend to go towards bitterness rather than choosing to give it to the Lord. And so today, I think that's a word for us that maybe we should examine our hearts if we are bitter towards anyone and ask the Lord to take that from us. I also was struck by the fact that Paul was delivered from the mouth of a lion, just like Daniel. As we end our time together, I would like to pray from Deuteronomy chapter 30. Will you pray with me? Lord, your word brings life and prosperity. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to be a people who love you and walk in your ways and keep your commandments, decrees, and laws. Help us to choose life in you. Lord, this day we ask that you would help us to listen to your voice and to hold fast to you so that you might bless us here and help us, like you helped Paul, to enter into that eternal kingdom of glory. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.